Hi, here's 5 minutes on how to write an assignment. Now, you need more than 5 minutes to work this out, but this might give you a start. My name's Ian Robson. I'm a senior lecturer at the University of Northumbria. Firstly, plan. Make sure when you're coming up to writing an essay that you have done plenty of reading and you've made notes. You've identified perhaps a few quotes that you think will be useful, and you haven't just scribbled down the quotes, but you've made a note of where they've come from and the proper academic reference. So, assuming that you've done your planning and that you've been hard at work for quite a few weeks, when you're coming to draft your assignment, don't just flip open your laptop and hope to write it straight on the screen. I know plenty of people have this approach. Sometimes you like to work under pressure. Even if you like to work under pressure, a bit of planning will be good for you. So, where do you start? Look at the question and the assessment criteria. And what I mean by that is really understand the question. Understand each word in the question. Don't just speed through it, but have a look and try and understand, well, what does critically mean, or what does analyse mean, or what does illustrate mean in this context? The assessment criteria will tell you how your work will be marked, what your academic will be looking for when they're marking your work. It'd be silly to write something which didn't address any of the assessment criteria. This should be obvious to you. It would be good academic practice for this to be available in something like your module handbook. Do pay attention to it. Think about the level at which you're studying. If you're studying undergraduate, then are you at level 4, 5 or 6 in the United Kingdom? And each of these levels has different expectations about what you're supposed to do at them. So pay attention to those. What are you supposed to be focusing on? What sort of level of work is this? Okay, when it comes to getting started, we're thinking about the basic structure. I think getting the structure right is really, really important. So introduce, have a midsection, and conclude. Now, that's probably a little bit simplistic, but your introduction and conclusion are really important. You'll probably be able to redraft these once you've done your midsection, though, once you've got a better idea of what you're introducing and what you're concluding. Your introduction, by the way, needs to say what you're going to look at, probably how you're going to look at it, some themes that you might be touching on, maybe even a bit of an outline as the structure of the assignment so your reader knows where they're going. Your conclusion is going to summarise, but it's also going to step back and think about the overall point that you want to make. Think about your word limit. How many words have you got? So in your midsection, how many points can you really make? If you've got to make each point in quite a lot of depth, so you're studying at a high level, 5 or 6, for example, you might want to think in a 2,000 word assignment of limiting to the points that you make to maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 key points. Think about the level you're working. I've already mentioned this. Do you need to link examples or scenarios or illustrations to theory? Or do you need to illustrate? Do you need to analyse? Do you need to evaluate? Try and get to the root of what all of these words mean and understand their implications for your writing. Some things to avoid. Unjustified points. Just saying what you think and not backing it up. Relying on quotes too much. I always suggest when I'm marking work that if someone uses far too many quotes and doesn't add their own comment, then I want to hear their argument. A quote should be used, or academic materials should be cited, to back up an argument that you are making, not the other way around. Unclear points. Read back through your writing and say, well, have I really made a point here? Is it really clear? Lack of coherence. What I mean by that is when you proofread the whole thing through, does it make sense? Does it hang together? Does one point lead to another point and lead to another point, lead to another point? Do all the points relate back to the overall question? So coherence is important. Things like grammar, spelling and referencing, we can all let that slip. Even if you think you've done your spell checking on Microsoft Word, check that you haven't changed words to other words that are spelled correctly but are incorrect. Make sure you get your referencing correct. Use a good source like the Cite Them Right book, which is available from Northumbria University website or to be bought from the library. Proofread. It's really important to proofread. We all can benefit from it. We'll find that we can always improve our work by proofreading it. Then lastly, get feedback and use it. There you go. Thanks very much.